Now we're recording.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
No more sneak recordings for me. It's the end of an era, guys.
All right. Well, yeah. Okay. So what you're going to need to do is give me a clap. Wait, hold on. Let me get the... Wait. Wait. No, not yet. Ready? One, two, three, clap. All right. I think that got the sound. Who knows?
All right.
We'll try and match it up to that.
Why don't we just sync up audio off of my board into your laptop? I mean, I got a cord.
Well, because that requires more configuration.
It requires a cord.
Configuration.
Oh, wait, you're a software guy. I'm a hardware guy. See, yeah. So me, it's just like a cord.
Cord, plug in cord, make it go.
Yeah.
All right, well, this is as good a time as any to, I guess, introduce people to what they're listening to instead of you two assholes jerking yourselves off. This is Three Easy Pieces. Welcome to the one or two listeners out there, maybe three.
We have
fingers
listeners?
Crossed.
Maybe I should plug this board in then. If
that's usually the case.
The imaginary podcast.
All right, we all bring three easy pieces. The things that we'd like to discuss, we discuss them with me. I mean, I am the Matt in Black. With me, as always, is Beezer and the VCR. Very verbal, very creepy Roger, and you will find out why soon enough.
Well, I'd like to change that to the Beezer in plaid and the Roger in checkerboard.
Fair enough. Now that
maybe
get to look at our ugly mugs.
Yeah, so you're the Matt in Black. He's the Beezer in plaid. I'm the Roger in checkerboard.
VCR, very verbal, very creepy Roger in plaid.
Very checkerboard Roger, maybe?
Over here. Yeah. You're on top of it today, B.
All right, so I brought, I'm sure everybody wants to talk about the election.
Trumpening.
The Trumpening. Which I'm always...
I actually have no desire at all to talk about.
Sweet. Thank the good Lord, baby Jesus.
All hail Emperor Trump for life.
Yeah.
I'm on record, so when they start the gulags, this is my proof that I was a supporter. There you go.
What is it? I actually... earlier today, before I went to work, I actually was watching Ancient Aliens, which is probably by far...
Wait, is this your thing?
What do you mean?
Are we doing your thing now?
Yeah, I'm doing.
Are you rolling it? Okay, yeah.
Oh, it's so brown people. Okay. Brown people can't do anything.
Ancient Aliens. Okay, and so I am addicted to this fucking show. I know.
What's the dude's name? The Greek dude.
I have no idea. The
Papalopoulos with the hair.
No, that's the dad from Webster.
No.
Papadopoulos.
Is Papadopoulos, is that his name? What's his real name?
I think it was. Wasn't he a football player?
Yeah, he was a football player, like a retired football player, and he played as a retired football player.
He played retired football? How do you play retired football?
No, he played himself as a retired football player.
Because it was supposed to be about him, and they're like, we need a hook. Yeah, you got a sassy black kid. All right, I'm still getting the show, right? Yeah.
I'm sure they didn't borrow that idea at all.
Hey, I loved Webster as a kid. Either way, what is it? I watched
Webster, Heathcliff. Garfield. I mean, there was a lot of like ripping off in the 80s. Sorry to cut you off.
No. It's quite all right because my topic's actually kind of lame. But I like watching it for one reason, and that's the possibilities.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the possibilities of this and that. But I understand it. You know, I've had people quote it to me like it's the Bible, and right. I understand it as more of an entertainment.
Yeah. It's a thought experiment.
And I think Roger and I have actually had conversations about this stuff.
About what?
Ancient aliens in the show.
Yeah, I call it brown people can't do anything without white people, the show.
Which it pretty much, it really, you know, and like at first, when you first start watching it, you're like, hey, that's interesting. And they do this loose-based stuff. Could it, you know, and at first it's kind of sounded like, could it be aliens? Could it be? And now... Every time these motherfuckers come on, it's obviously it's aliens.
Well, yeah, I mean that's the problem. I mean, is Ancient Aliens Discovery?
Yeah, History Channel.
History,
which is even like it's like, well, this is not.
You remember like the bullshit like the last couple of years in a row during Shark Week, they did their bullshit like Megalodon, like they pass it off as like a faux documentary, like it's real, and people watch this shit. Like my father-in-law,
well, no, the mermaids.
Oh, they also did the mermaids.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my point is, though, is that, like, we've got these, you know, supposedly, you know, stations that are devoted to, like, you know, science and nature.
They got to hook them in.
History. And, like, now they're putting bullshit stuff in.
Learning Channel had Honey Boo Boo.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right.
And what did we learn?
Nothing. Oh.
Those are the people that voted for Trump.
Well, you know, that's where it's kind of getting, that's where the topic is kind of like, is this kind of shit like poisonous? Should there be?
Oh, I didn't see you going here at all.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, dude, an idea is either a beautiful thing or an evil, evil thing. You know what I mean? And it all depends on what you make of it.
Right.
And so should there be a disclaimer at the beginning of these shows? Like, hey, just so you know, like, we don't share these views. These, you know, these are not based on fact.
Right.
Like an old infomercial.
Well, yeah, like infomercials used to do that. I remember that. Like the
product, the claims made
recommend.
By these products are not the expressed opinions of this station.
Right.
Well, not even
this
that.
This is a paid advertisement.
Certain, like, they had that this toe show where it was like repo guys, and they would do live repos. But then at the beginning, it said like, "Hey, just so you know, these are reenactments." You know.
Right.
And then
right.
I was like. Okay.
Well, like one of the cheaters show, like that's got to be fucking fake. I mean,
some of it. Well, I don't know.
Sure,
didn't he get stabbed?
Real, like,
didn't the gecko?
He?
Yeah, the gecko Good. Guy. Yeah, got, like stabbed on TV. He was like at a near boat or something, and you just see him like. Ah!
You know, I know I go to South Park a lot. I'm gonna make a like really awkward transition. Every time I do a transition on the video, because I'm the one working the like little faux little clicky board, like I'm looking at it. And it's like low grade porn. Like it's like, hey, I'm on the picture.
Hey, look at that guy.
Oh my gosh, I'm a YouTube star. Fuck, what was I gonna say? Oh, no, I hate keep
or
going back to South
star.
Park. Yeah, have a seat on the couch. No, but like I was gonna say, I keep going back to South Park. But you know the episode when they talked about setting the bar low. Did you see that one where it was the
Cameron raised the bar at the end? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That they had to get James Cameron to go and raise the bar. But like, and that was about Honey Boo Boo,
right?
That was based upon that. So yeah, I don't know. I've thought that same thing. And I don't, you know, Great Britain has a law that says, as I beer burp while I'm talking, Great Britain has this law that you have to like, if you're going to advertise something, anything at all, you have to like clearly like state it. And so like they've got like very clear laws on how advertising works, you know, so you can't pass off, at least the way I understand it, certain things can't be passed off as any kind of like an infomercial that even if it may have like, you know, some informative qualities to it, it still has to identify as like some kind of sponsored ad or something like sponsored content. That's
oh,
what
okay.
It's called. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause they used to like package these as like TV shows, like products, like they would be like, oh, the amazing new products like show, and then it would just be Ron Popeil there with his apron.
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, dude, watching people use things on TV doesn't really bother me. I'm talking more along the lines of, you know what I mean? I understand there's a religious channel. Do I agree with all the aspects that they say?
Dude, Benny Absolutely. Hinn? Are you talking about like
Oh, I love the wacky sex song.
No, not Benny Hill. Benny Hinn, but like the Palestinian or whatever he is, evangelist who has like the crazy hair and he like throws his jacket at people to like, you know, hit him with the spirit of the Lord.
Oh, yeah, dude. And that, I mean,
does he have women chase him around and that old man that he whacks around?
No.
But
it's still Benny Hill.
While in my mind, that is like poisonous. At the same time, it's like, hey, he's not hurting anybody, and these people seem to like it, and they're not hurting anybody.
Right.
He's
grifting people. People are being grifted. It's a grift.
Okay, but they, dude, you know, it's everybody's right to feel like they are doing something, and that might be what makes them happy.
Right. I understand that, like, it gives them something to believe in, and isn't that a Poison song? But
give me something to believe in.
Yeah.
Showing your education.
Probably. But yeah, I don't know. If money were like, you know, something that you didn't have to use to feed and clothe yourself and actually pay real medical bills and not have like, you know, fake spiritual healing, like take care of, like I guess wouldn't be a big deal. But the fact that he is stealing, you know, these people who are already living on the poverty lines resources because he's like promising, you know, bullshit, you know?
Oh,
like,
no, absolutely.
But I mean, how much more different is it to the, you know, people selling Herbalife or, you know, what the.
That's a good point.
The multi-level marketing. I mean, that's all based on like bullshit, you know, or. Yeah, I mean, people buy bullshit all the time. Bullshit sells. Thank you so much. I love Benny Hinn.
Wacky this, sex.
This is one of his gospel songs, I think.
That would be. I would watch. And he just like brought the old man out and whacked him a couple times.
Dude, I loved that show as a kid. You know, you can get such a chub on watching the end. It's just like, dude,
isn't it weird?
What
that
a lucky
comes
fat
from the
guy.
Same place that made Monty Python. Like, those are like both very funny shows, very fun shows,
but very like, different humor
on like diametrically opposed.
Dude, you know, with Dude, with some of the shit that went on in the old Monty Python, man, which I do love, don't get me wrong. I can watch, you know, Life of Brian and all the movies over and over again. But some of the things, just like the kids in the hall, like as a kid, yeah. I loved, you know, I reveled in these scenes and all this stuff. And then you go back and watch them, and you're like, Jesus Christ. They're talking about a school for funny walks. You know what I mean?
The ministry. A ministry of funny walk.
Come on now.
Yeah, I know.
If you're in a rag, pick like a shitty sketch.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Whitest Kid You Know sketch, something about like where they were talking about having a sketch show? And oh, no, it was a Mitchell and Webb. It's another British sketch show, but they do a sketch about how their show, like, they're going to guarantee that, like, at least, you know, they're going to have at least one good sketch out of the rest of the crap every show. And it's like, you know, like most sketch shows.
Yeah. There's always the one, and then, you know, the crappy ones. Anyway, so what the hell is your piece today? I don't know.
Can we put a somehow like come to not a conclusion, but like get back to the meat of what you're saying? Like, does things that people are like who are gullible, should there be like warning labels on content that, you know, I don't know?
Oh,
that,
hell's to the yeah,
that takes
dude.
That hurts like gullible people. Like, I mean,
well.
What else can we do?
I take the warning labels off of everything I own because I'm going to avoid it anyway. I'm going to avoid that warranty. But like my car on the windshields has those fucking don't look at yourself in the mirror, like airbag bullshit, like warning labels on the sunscreens.
Don't look at yourself in the mirror. Airbag bullshit.
Well, yeah, it says it has a warning about the airbags, a warning about the fucking don't look at yourself in the mirror while you're driving, blah, blah, blah.
Does it say that?
On the back of your,
on the back of your sun visor.
Oh, yeah. So I peeled that off a long time ago. I'm just like, fuck this. No, I pulled this shit.
I'm going to check my shit out like, on the road all the time.
Have you, okay, not Matt, but have you bought a hairdryer in the last?
Fuck you, pal.
All right, you know what?
I have to dry what's left of my hair.
That's great. I mean,
it dries faster.
It's quite thick on top, and thank you for noticing.
But I'm just saying, like, have you seen the fucking flag that is on the cord? It's like a fucking like flag of
warnings. Flag?
Yes,
the
on
UL
the hairdryer. Yeah, like don't use in the bathtub. Don't dry a llama with this. You know, because they'll shrink.
Don't dry a llama.
I know, but that's a direct result of people getting sued because they didn't have a warning label on it. Like, how was I supposed to know not to dry my hair in the shower? Because every cartoon you watch as a kid has a fucking cat electrocuting somebody.
I thought it was a waterproof hair dryer.
Yeah, dude.
Why is it for the bathroom? You know, this is why the British don't put electrical sockets in their restrooms.
Really?
Yeah, they don't. They won't let you put the switch in the bathroom. You have to have the switch on the outside of the bathroom.
Oh.
So they were like, our people are too stupid. We just have to make this a law.
There's an industry built around electrical testing in England. It's called the PAT, a portable appliance test.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's a whole industry. Like, there are electricians who only do that testing for people.
So what are they just go in and test their appliances?
They're testing sockets. And since we use 120.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say we're smart, but at the other end, we're also wasteful because we have to have more amps for less volts, etc. They use less amps, more voltage. And but since they use more volts, it tends to spark more because the voltage is higher. So it's a little more dangerous in that regard, but it's also more dangerous for us because we got more amps. And then also we have to have thicker wire. So if you use thinner wire on something, it's more apt to like get hot and catch on fire. So it's a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
But they have a whole industry built around it. Just like
a whole industry.
Well, there's a hotel that caught on fire because of the plugs. There were like 13 plugs in a room.
Jesus.
And of course, there were 13. Was it the 13th?
Dude, even the, you know what even kills me is still people that I work with, daisy chain, and I'm like, what the fuck is you? There's so many people that
I do that.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Like, you talking about, like, surge protectors?
Yeah, surge protector. You connect to surge protector to surge protector to surge protector.
I mean, there's a limit. Like, I won't go over three.
Oh, shit. Well, what are the motherfuckers I'm talking about?
I keep all this on a UPS, and then on top of that, I have a filter for the AC to keep the AC hum out, and then I have another one plugged in. So I technically have three too, because I have the UPS and everything's plugged in the UPS, but then I have two surge suppressors, which the UPS has a surge suppressor built into it.
Mm-hmm.
But my surge suppressor also is a filter that filters out the noise.
It's like a power conditioner.
Yeah, it's a power conditioner, exactly.
You know, Matt, when, you know, this is weird working the video board because I feel like I'm going to say something and it's like I telegraph what I'm going to do. So I don't know. I don't know what I feel about it.
Tell me what's on your mind there, brother.
That's what's on my mind.
I don't know. I think that maybe there should be an industry, much like you were talking about in Britain, where they have like, you know, like fact checkers. But I don't, I mean, we have fact checkers that could somehow like go and... I mean,
not in the newspaper.
Not in the news, but like...
Not anymore.
I don't know what you would call it, but it would be like, you know, somebody goes around and actually like verifies shit is what it is, you know?
Not
and,
on the internet.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying is how do you have an like authoritative TV, source?
You see with like... And then you see the shitty part is all of it falls under that cable thing where you have to pay to have this so we can do whatever we want. That's why you can cuss on TV now and do all this kind of crazy shit. But they're basically saying also like, what are you going to do? Watch the three channels that you can get for free?
Yeah, but there's no guarantee that the networks are going to not deceive you in some way. I mean,
they could be pushing a social agenda.
Well, yeah. I mean, and people are, I mean, you people aren't robots, so people are going to have their own biases. And so, I mean, rather than, I think, you know, prosecute or persecute people for their biases, we should somehow, like, you know, find a way to incorporate them so they're not so harmful.
Well,
you know,
I mean, look,
we're at a place now where we're so fucking partisan that it's like
We have a public television. It's PBS, and it leans very liberal. So, I mean, they're pushing an agenda. So just imagine if PBS delivered all the content that you had to watch, Matt.
It'd be like the BBC.
Well, they
but
do
the BBC is also, I mean, it has its conservative, you know, leanings as well. I don't know what that looks like in England, but...
Yeah,
dude, you know what? With as many people as there are and how easily influenced there are, and I, you know, I'm not trying to downplay Americans, but, you know, if people are getting their education from like TV and internet and all that stuff constantly, and they're not, you know, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, books can lie too, you know what I mean? But at least not trying to dig. It just kind of kills me, you know, going back to religion. It's just some people seem to just be religious because, well, it's kind of what. Kind of what my family taught me, and I believe it now. And it's just like,
well, what are we but a collection of our beliefs and experiences, Matt?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but it's like experience, you know, but to experience things like, especially like religion, you'd have to do like research on other ones and maybe.
Not necessarily. Well, I mean, that's the problem.
Go to different churches, try like, hey, what's going on in here?
Right.
You know, what's, you know, what's your God going on? Like?
Hey, what's it like to witness a Jehovah? How is that?
One of the best, one of the best pieces of advice I got from priest was he told me that every man...
Keep your mouth shut and don't tell anybody?
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a different priest.
He was the priest of that
episode. Or keep your mouth open, but your teeth...
And gargle.
Well, no. He said that every man practices every religion, but he practices some...
More than others?
More than others,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that. Well, it's like I always like the... I don't remember who said it, but... you know, the difference between an atheist and, you know, somebody who's a Christian or believes in any other thing is that, you know, the difference is that, like, I choose to believe in one less God than you, you know. Because, I mean, you don't see Christians worshiping, you know, Thor or Odin or, you know,
Zeus. Well, yeah, because then they'd be Odinists.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is that, like, you know, that's the thing is that I used to have, you know, I mean, I'm sure I still have some Christian friends somewhere.
Has anyone ever met an Odinist, though?
Negative.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they take it seriously? Is it?
Yeah,
like
I was in the
types?
Navy, and there were two Odinists on my ship. Two, not just one. There were two, and one was in the discipline of Thor, and the other one was in the discipline of Loki.
How did they look upon like other religions? Did they look upon them as like, I don't really believe in that kind of nonsense?
I have a picture somewhere, and there's a picture of me reading a Thor comic book and him reading one of those Christian comic books, and we're both just sitting there looking at each other. Yeah.
No, and I think as part of the religion, you have to be like they have to let you drink mead.
Oh,
yeah.
Like there's
like they have to if I recall my Odinism correctly, which I don't know how I know that, but I do remember like they have to allow you to like.
Isn't that like Santeria, where they have to allow you to sacrifice a chicken?
I have no. You see, I don't know about Santeria. I don't practice Santeria.
Okay.
I got no crystal ball. I had $1 million, but I spent it.
You never had $1 million.
Yeah, I wish. If you add up all the money I've had since I was a kid, you still wouldn't have $1 million.
Parking fines, maybe?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, parking fines.
porking vines.
That would be what you're guilty of, you fucking freak.
Yeah.
Cut to Roger Gam.
Yeah, porking Roger vines.
All right, so what the hell is your piece or your piece for you, one of your motherfuckers?
Roger Cam speaks.
Roger Cam.
Well, I want to talk to something that is kind of a pet peeve of mine. That's bottled water.
No.
Wow, I didn't see this coming.
Well, no, because it's a pet peeve because I don't like bottled water. And I have this firm belief that women tend to like bottled water more than men. And it's because it costs something.
And
that's just my belief. It's just that, like, women don't like flowers. Right, they just like the fact that flowers are expensive. Yeah. Like, if you tell a woman, like, if you got free flowers and you give them to a woman, they're not going to like them. But if you're like, I spent $100 on this bouquet, then they're going to be like, yeah.
Well, like,
and
so
Roger's
if I went
views
to the park,
not share the rest.
No, but I mean, like, if I went to the park and like cut a bunch of like, I don't know if you can actually find flowers in a park, but like, say there were a park with such flowers, and I cut those and gave them to, you know, my wife, and she was like, "These are great, but what do they cost?"
So, that's
she,
my point.
What are you going for?
Yeah,
is that what happened to you?
That they, actually happened.
They
twice.
Need a pound. Of, they want a pound of flesh.
Oh my god.
For the ball, for any gift you give them. Right. It's not that they love diamonds. It's just they're so fucking expensive.
Right.
You know, it's true because I work with a jewelry department sometimes, and I've heard chicks there that are like, oh, I wouldn't marry anybody unless I got at least this many carats in my diamond. I was just like, damn.
Baby. Yeah, they.
That's your fucking.
Because what,
they call that a red flag.
Yeah.
What is money, but it's the representation of labor.
Right.
And so when you spend 1 month's salary, you're basically giving a woman 1 month of your life, or man, if you're doing it the other way around. But according to the Pacific Institution, we use 17 million barrels of oil, not including the energy required to transport bottled water, a year. Okay, so bottling water costs more than 25 million tons of carbon dioxide. We're putting that into our atmosphere because of bottled water. Mind you, we have a very clean, except for Flint, Michigan, public municipal water system that's cleaner than most countries. And it takes 3 liters of water to produce 1 liter of bottled water. I don't know if that counts the actual liter of water in the bottle, but still. So
it takes like 4 liters altogether?
Well, in the production, because when you make the plastic, you need water to make plastic.
Oh.
You know, you don't use the water, but you use water in the cooling.
That's
and the
what
cleaning.
You meant. I was like, what, do they do something to the water?
No.
Well, you got to feed your workers water, too, because,
fuck
you know,
those workers, man.
And then when you purify it, you're steaming it. You're losing water off of that. Mm. And the energy to steam it, you're going to need to use water in the production of that energy. It just adds up, you know. So it's like, that's why I'm not a fan of all the water. I mean, get a filter if you don't like the taste of tap water.
Yeah. No, you know,
I love my Brita, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always, for whatever reason, you know, when they talk about waste, and I've heard that actually those figures cited before for bottled water, and I agree the bottled water is a big pain in the ass, but it always makes me think when somebody talks about waste like that of, do you remember the Warner Brothers cartoon bit where they had they start with a giant log, and then they shave the log all the way down
to one toothpick. Yeah,
you know, I mean, that, you know, what you talk about right there—the kind of waste that goes into that—is that makes me. That's what the feeling I get from it. Like, what the fuck even are we doing? I mean, you know,
I know. And the shitty part is, you try to explain this to some of the people out there, and you're just like, yeah, it takes this, so we, you know, we should stop drinking water. They're like, no, it doesn't. I'm just like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, I'm not like,
that's just your opinion,
genius,
man.
But you can look it up, like, oh, whatever. It's propaganda. And it's just like, I can't even believe you know what fucking propaganda is. You're talking to me like a fucking psychopath over here, man.
Well, earlier, Matt and I were talking about this conversation I had with a coworker, and I was explaining to him how Coca-Cola is the largest producer of cocaine on the planet because they use coca leaves to flavor the Coca-Cola, but of course they extract the cocaine out first, so there's no actual cocaine in Coca-Cola. But when they do that,
you're saying they still use coca leaves in Coca-Cola?
Yes, they use coca. It's the flavor. Yes. It's the flavor of Coca-Cola.
That's what he's saying. You got a problem with that?
But they don't put cocaine. They extract the cocaine from the coca leaf, and then they use that as the flavor.
What?
So what happens is when you extract it from the coca leaves, you end up with all this cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
So you have all these piles and piles of cocaine in South American countries. What do you think happens to it? It doesn't get destroyed.
They give it all to the Colombian models.
They give it to the children who deserve it, you see.
No, it gets...
That's how they work hard.
It's supposed to be destroyed, but of course it doesn't. And they're making millions of tons of this stuff. So thousands of tons of it get out, you know. So when I was in the military, we were doing counter drug ops, and a lot of the bales of cocaine we would catch smugglers with would be stamped on the side Coca-Cola.
Oh, wow.
Because they were from the Coca-Cola bottling factories in Ecuador and Peru.
Now, okay, just to clarify, though, like the stuff that you're talking about that was bottled and they do this whole cocaine process, I mean, is that just South American Coca-Cola, or is that like...
No, this is Coca-Cola everywhere needs coca leaves to flavor it. And coca leaves have a very distinct flavor, and it tastes like Coca-Cola. It
tastes like Coke, believe it or not.
The cola nut the cola nut just makes it a little bitter, but it's adding the caffeine to the Coca-Cola.
Uh-huh.
But see, the coca leaf has a very distinct kind of cola flavor. Uh-huh. When you think of cola, you're actually thinking of the coca leaf. And so that's what they're putting into it still. Pepsi, too. Pepsi's the second.
Son of bitches.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. Thank God I'm a Coke man.
So how much Coke is being produced for bottled water? That's my question.
No.
Like, how do we make up that deficit?
Shit. Oh. Well, I don't know. But how many bottles of water are people drinking after doing Coke?
No kidding.
Yeah.
No kidding. They do a couple rails of that shit, and then it's like going to water.
You get that wicked drip, and then you got that dry mouth, man. It's all fucked up and shit.
Yeah, but the my coworker was arguing with me. He's like, no, no, no. And I'm like, I was working under the DEA, you know, and with the Coast Guard, and we were picking up all these bales of cocaine, and they explained to us that's how they get out, and then that's why they're stamped on the side of the Coca-Cola. And he's like, no, I don't believe that. No, they don't put coca leaves in Coca-Cola. I'm like, it's in the fucking name. But it's that urban myth where they're like, it has cocaine in it, and it had cocaine, but they don't put cocaine in it anymore, but
know,
they
dude,
still...
I wish I could have got one of those bottles, like, back in the day.
They used to...
How much fun would that have been?
They used,
I don't think...
They used to make coca wine, which is just fermented coca leaves.
Right. Well, I mean, you've seen all the... What is it? The Welcome to Wellville with Matthew Broderick and Anthony Hopkins. I mean, all that stuff about, like, you know, the... sanitarium at Battle Creek, Michigan, where it's the Seventh Day Adventist, and they have all this health nonsense where Kellogg's cereal was made.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, a long time ago.
But I mean, that,
yeah.
how like his wife kept him from going out and drinking by giving him fucking laudanum, which is heroin, you know,
opiate.
And they just like, you know, over the counter heroin.
Well, that's what Muslims do. They don't drink, so they fucking do a lot
of
opium.
Heroin? Oh, okay.
Yeah, they do a lot of opium.
I love it. When,
opium.
You know, it's just like, you know, just as a smoker, I love, you know, because I don't give a shit.
You love opium is what you're saying.
Yeah, fucking A, dude. I roll it up. I smoke it. I live that life.
Those poppies. You'd be like, state flower, motherfucker. I'm going to smoke this.
I'm going to smoke the shit.
Because it's illegal now.
Have you ever heard of Mormon tea?
Is that?
It's Mahjong.
Which is?
What they used to get ephedra out of.
Oh.
Yeah, so they used to make tea out of this stuff that was basically speed.
The Mormons did?
Yeah, they used to, it's Mormons. Called Mormon.
But they had to have that much amphetamine in them to have sex with their multiple wives.
Yeah, okay, I guess, you know, they needed it.
So, but what I'm trying to say is, you know, it always kills me, you know, a lot of people with drugs or like just smoking example. I'll smoke and people are like, oh man, and that's cool you smoke, but man, I could never be around somebody who chews. And it's just like, still like the same. Yeah. It's not. It's not just like, oh man, I do coke, but I would never do heroin.
Spitting is kind of gross, though. And, huh? and again, like the same thing, like coke and heroin. Like, I mean, they're both horrible, but like the one you're stabbing into your fucking vein.
You don't have to. Just, you can snort heroin.
I just mainline drugs into my dick, but I don't dip.
It's like, yeah. No, but it always kills me how people make that like, oh, right. At least I would never do that, but this all the time, man.
See, that's where I buy the whole argument. I don't, as a rule, buy the whole argument of a gateway drug, but I do understand that there has to be, like, this process of, like, you know, leveling or going up this, like, sort of, like, stairs, because I don't think somebody goes from, you know, I'm going to try a little bit of this reefer, everybody, to let me inject this shit into my fucking cornea. Yeah.
Sometimes.
I mean, that's a jump, that right? Am I crazy?
Yeah, no. That's a jump. But I mean, I wouldn't ever say a gateway. You know what I mean? Because I've known plenty of people who won't do anything.
No. I mean, it's a bullshit argument. But I can see the... I can see the thought process, because you don't go from, you know, I mean, it's the same thing with like
one marijuana,
alcoholism, right?
Yeah. One marijuana. That's all it takes.
Yeah. Have you seen that marijuana meme? And then the terrorists win.
Have you seen that meme though? And it's like, it's supposed to be like they're making fun of like Christians and like how bad drugs are. And it's like, it shows like a picture of a young, like healthy Aryan looking teen. And it's like one marijuana later. And then it's like Sloth from the Goonies.
Oh, I did see that.
Sloth love nugs. Can you see what I did there?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, dude, we recently legalized weed up in her.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, you potheads.
Oh, dude, whatever. I honestly, it was so pretty much, I mean, I'd see people like rolling, like when I was a kid smoking weed, you know, we had to hide.
Yeah.
We had to hide and shit like that. And kids these days will never understand what it was like trying to find the dude who had the shit.
Dude, like, I mean, this is what I was telling somebody at my office. Like, it was already, like, sort of softened to such a ridiculous degree. I mean, people can walk around in Oakland and fucking openly smoke in Oakland.
And now that's all
it's a policy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that doesn't say that in the law. I mean, I don't know if you read the law, but they haven't okayed it just to go and run out front and be like, you know, let's blaze at 420.
Yeah, I know, but now you can't get pulled over.
You just can't actually.
You know, but now you can get pulled over for it and all that
right.
stuff. I mean, you can't, when you get pulled over and you have stuff, they're not going to be like, well, that's a ticket.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know, as it is nowadays, I see people like the vape pens and all this shit smoking it anyway. It's just funny now how. Like, it's just like, yes, we can get tax money off of this. Wait until...
Oh, that'll be great, but it's still a weird place because it's not supported federally. I mean, the whole, you know, the biggest issue is if you run this big business, how do you... You can't deposit your money in, like, a bank.
Like, oh, yeah.
You know, they will soon now.
Well, how?
What do you mean? They'll be able to.
It's a federal thing.
Oh,
you can't,
that's right.
It's federally still against the law. And so they have all these workarounds and stuff like that, but it's not easy for a business to do, like, you know, businessy things like fucking, you know, keep your cash on hand and, invest, you know, pay your employees, do payroll, taxes, all that other shit you normal companies do. So it's still sort of quasi in this weird place.
Yeah, but they're getting them all that healthcare ready. They're getting them all that medicine.
Right. Well, things are going to be so great. We're going to be winning so much. We're going to get tired of winning. But you don't get tired of winning.
No. No, you don't.
Sorry. We weren't going to talk about that.
Yeah, we weren't going to talk about that. Anyway, so what is it? We moving on to the next piece?
Oh, what do you got, B?
What do you got?
So, it's November. And not only is November what the National No Shave Month, which I have like National No Shave for half the week kind of thing. That's my policy. But should I have like this thing on me? Sorry. My thing, it has to do with November, and it's also National Novel Writing Month. I don't know if you've ever heard this, the NaNoWriMo. It's a thing, and it's like everybody, you know, there's a website that you sign into, and there's like community groups that get together, and the whole thrust, the idea of it is you have the month of November to essentially knock out 50,000 words and write a novel.
God damn, 50,000 words?
Well, for a novel. I mean, that's
pretty small. I understand what a novel.
No, I mean, but it's not like a you know, a little book. It's you know, a substantial size. I mean, it's not humongous. I mean, 50,000 isn't that much. I mean, in book terms.
Yeah, okay.
But anyhow, so I've done it. I've tried to do it at least 3 times, and I've never actually made it all the way to 50,000. The most I did is I did half. I did 25,000.
How would they check if you...
Oh, it's an honor system. It's not like a...
So there's this guy who's like,
Well, okay, so what you can do is on the website, you sign up and you get like a profile on the website, and then you write, and you know, you try and have a goal to write so much every day, and then you actually can upload what you've written into their website, and it'll do like a word count, and so it kind of keeps you honest or whatever, you know. So you could be just, you know, uploading, you know, gobbledygook
shit you've already written, yeah,
right. But and see, so that's one of the rules, is that you can't have already worked on it. I mean, you could kind of do like plot, you know, stuff and like done your background on it, but you can't have actually written any of it. You have to write it only during...
I know, but how would they prove that you didn't? That's what
well,
I'm saying.
It's the honor system, man.
Yeah, well, fuck the honor system, because people are pieces of shit. I know I would take advantage of it.
The point is it's for people, and this is why I wanted to talk about it, it's like one of those things that, you know, it's saying that you can write a book. Anybody can write a book. It's you know, it's something that anybody could do. Is that what you're trying to...
Oh, no, I was just thinking. Right. Sorry.
Well,
it's a new toy I'm playing with.
I understand. So I like it because the big push behind it is anybody can write a book. You know, anybody could write a novel, and it sort of encourages you just to take the plunge and, you know, for a month, just really devote yourself to try and just knock it out. And there's all kinds of support, and they have, like, you know, articles on how to write, and then you could go to, like, you know, happenings around town and, like, you know, sit around and write with other people. So it's a real community thing, and I dig it. And I just wanted to talk about it because it's a positive thing, and it really sort of, it's a real grassroots sort of artistic movement. And I dig that. I dig that. You know, I mean, I think that I really get behind the idea of people being able to make their own art. And I think that, you know, art shouldn't be this thing that you can only buy through iTunes or you could only see.
So are you going to do it this year?
Fuck, dude, I'm already behind. It's the fucking 10th.
Yeah.
I mean, when I did it last time, I started. Aww. Oh, fuck!
You son of a bitch! You get me.
When I actually, you know, made it up to the 25,000, I worked my fucking ass off. I was writing, you know, I was trying to do about, I don't remember what it was. It was like, you know, a couple thousand a day is what you try to do, like 2,500 a day. And I would get there a couple of days. When I really was on a rip, I got like 3,000-5,000. And it was just, you know, had the focus, had ideas. But it was a really cool discovery because, you know, I felt like I had a lot of ideas, and I did. But, you know, when you're actually, you know, getting in there nuts and bolts, like typing that shit out and trying to, like, you know, flesh out a story, it really sort of it enlightens you to, like, the fact that it there is work there, that it fucking takes effort.
No, you know? It does. I mean, I write every day. I write 1 hour a day at least. At least,
but
thank you, Roger.
Sorry,
no, it's
all right. He's really enjoying himself. I just wanted to cut to see the.
No, I write an hour a day every day at least. And what does it do? Sometimes it's, you know, I couldn't handle that kind of. I'm not saying I couldn't handle that type of pressure, but for one, I'll tell you right now, I need to work it the way I work it, and I'm not gonna. If you're like telling me it's got to be done by November, right, and you have to write it from the beginning of November, right, I won't be able to flush it out, because there's some days where I need to sit and stare at the typewriter and just think.
Oh yeah,
and you know, and like, because you're always constantly like, okay, if I do this, this is gonna connect to this one part,
right?
But wait a minute. Then I need it to connect back.
Wait, did anyone? We're just going to go past the fact that Matt said he uses a typewriter.
Did I say typewriter?
Yeah, you said sit in front of the typewriter.
Do you use a typewriter?
No, I use a computer. I'm not fucking. I use an actually old Toshiba fucking like internet. It's like it's not even
notebook.
A notebook.
Netbook.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like one step below a notebook. It's a netbook.
It's it's a piece of crap, but like I just need to be able to type. It's little. It's tiny. And I can bust it out. Anywhere.
Did you hear that, guys? Yeah. Matt has a little tiny thing he busts out anywhere.
I'm hung like a tuna can. It's fucked up. Anyway, so
well, okay. So and I feel that way as well. So I don't. My hang up going into it the first couple times was like I really felt like I had to have something. I had to have it like so structured and so planned out, and I had to have like an economy of you know, word use, and I wanted it to be, you know, beautiful on the page, and like trying to do the National Novel Writing Month was like the opposite of that. And so it was like I actually grabbed there was an app that I found that
writes it for you.
No, it does. Unfortunately, it doesn't write it for you. But like it if you stop typing. It starts
shocks
to,
your balls.
No, it plays an alarm, and you can set it on a really aggressive mode, and so like if you stop typing too long, not only does it play an alarm, it starts erasing what you wrote.
Oh God,
and that's so horrible,
dude. That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
It's so awesome though. It's called Ride or Die, and it actually
calls your mom and tells you that you're gay.
It does. It's like ring ring ring.
I would just be pressing H until that fucking thing stops.
Well, and there are ways to defeat it, and that's one of the ways. Like, especially if I was like, you know, kind of really kind of blocked, I would be like, J H, delete, 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 delete. You know, so but for the most part, it goaded me to not be so guarded with my ideas and sort of just like, you know, stream of consciousness, spit it out on paper. And maybe, you know, and that's the thing is that like nobody says that after, you know, writing like furiously for a month, that you're going to take that and that's going to be your bestseller, you know, first draft. No, the idea is you get all that shit out on paper so you can go back and start, you know, like fucking Mr. Miyagi in Karate Kid.
So are you using a type
bonsai down.
Are you using
Oh, no, I agree.
You just said paper. Are you using a typewriter too? Are we going to just go past these?
Dude, yeah. We're stuck in these old like ways of speaking.
I started on a typewriter.
It's like, okay, camera on me. It's like, this is what you guys are doing. You're like, Hello, operator.
Hello, can I did 17.
Can I get hello, operator? It's like you're doing that phone motion where you're holding it to your ear. It's like it's one of those leftovers. Like when someone tells you to roll your window down, they're like this, and it's just like, what? I don't have. You mean, you mean push the button? Okay, yeah.
What do you do speaking for the of which, you know, like, is there a symbol for that?
You know, and I don't mean to change gears here because I really do like, you know, talk about running because I do so much, mm-hmm. but it's like comedy bullshit.
But you
want
to change gears. So
dude, the other day I'm driving and I'm like at a stoplight and this homeless motherfucker is like waving at me and I'm like, oh, God. And he's like, roll down your window. So I like rolled down my window enough to where I can hear him. I'm like, yeah, what's up, man? And he's like, hey, do you got any Neosporin? And I was like,
are you fucking kidding?
But of course. And you drove off.
I swear to God. Please, I was like,
please say you said, but of course, and you just like peeled off.
I wish now in my, you know, in retrospect, that should have been my reply. I was like, did you just say Neosporin? He goes, yeah. And I was like, I don't know if anybody would regularly keep that on hand.
I've got some in my car. It's in the first aid kit.
Is it right next to the fire extinguisher?
Dude, before I can even get out my bullshitty joke, you have just proven me, like, you keep Neosporin.
Yes, and I'm sorry.
No, fuck that.
Nobody has Neosporin, right?
No, that's crazy. But this guy was just like, I've never, you know, change, whatever. But like to have like, do you have Neosporin, you know, like specifically like, dude. Yes. Like, here you go.
But wouldn't that be weird? Like, you get a weird request from somebody and you're like, yeah, actually, I have fucking bunch of it in the backseat. I'm not going to give you any, but I do.
My name is Jonathan Neosporin. I actually run the company Neosporin. Like, what? How did you know?
It's like you didn't ask for antibiotic ointment. You asked for Neosporin. You, sir, are going to be the next face of Neosporin.
Yeah, I was like, such an odd thing. Anyway, but dude, I Jonathan totally agree.
Neosporin.
Yeah, I don't know. I do that.
What
all
the
time.
Fuck, dude? Like,
Jonathan.
So,
Neosporin.
Getting back to the writing stuff,
is it a Dutch name? Is that? I mean, they got funny names. It sounds like good.
Neosporin.
Fucked up name. I ain't gonna lie, but you know what?
I'm Jonathan Neosporin.
You know, my mom wanted me to have her last name, so you know. Dude, getting back to the writing thing, yeah, I am a total fan of write every single thing that you like. Every little detail, even if, because I like, sometimes for me, I get hooked on these little itty bitty bullshitty ideas that if I don't write them down, I can't do it.
Well, write down that Neosporin guy idea.
That is gold.
Jonathan Neosporin.
Name's John. John Neosporin. You got an ouchie? No? Oh. Hi, I'm John. John Neosporin.
It helps you heal.
You want to put some shit on that because you don't want to get that super staff. That'll eat your fucking finger off.
It's a dirty city out there, and I'm going to clean it up. And I'm the ointment that's going to heal it.
Jesus Christ. Now he's a detective?
Yeah, he's
I'm
like
John,
a hard...
John
he doesn't
Neosporin.
Sound Dutch anymore.
I'm Jonathan Neosporin.
Jonathan Neosporin.
And I'm going to clean the city up. See, it's not as gritty.
No, it wouldn't take him seriously.
What I also... Anyway, getting back to what we were talking about there. Neosporin shit. What is it? Besides writing it, I also like to write it and then walk away for a day or two.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And before, because, dude, believe it or not, once it's written down, your mind relaxes and you're like, okay, I can forget about all these fucking silly ideas that I had. And then you can come back to it. When you read it, you really do come to it with a fresh eyes and you're like, what the fuck was I? No. Like, what was I thinking there? No, that was stupid.
Like Snagglepuss?
No. Heavens to Murgatroyd.
So, okay, you talk about us doing like the old-fashioned, hello there, you know, with you. The first couple plays I ever wrote, I actually wrote on LegalPad. And what you're talking about, like the going back, like I actually had the experience of the first time actually seriously editing was having to go back and transfer, you know, what I'd written on the LegalPads into a digital format. And I actually, you know, that was how I, like, you know, found the value in actually, you know, work, putting in the work to edit something, or, you know, because you discover more, and you, or you like read something and you're like, ooh, that's
I'm
that's stupid.
Yeah, know? That's horrible. Like,
I'm more of a deadbeat dad. I mean, the, like, all the things I write are like my children, but then I walk away from them and I'm never in their life again. It's just like, yep, okay, that's done. See, good I'm, luck. Your name's Sue.
You see, that's I'm kind of that, that. I'm that way with like artwork when I paint and stuff like that. Once it's done, I'm like, all right, I can't deal with this anymore. I can't look at this fucking thing anymore. But with when it comes to like wordsmithing, you know what I'm saying? It's cool because like certain tones, you could like words are amazing because I mean, when you actually think about how you with certain tones and certain this, you can actually make it do one thing, but you can lead somebody to the same conclusion by saying it a different way or putting a different, you know, different phrase here or different, you know, emotion there. And it's really funny because, you know, like how it's you're really just like, okay, what's the journey? I know where I'm going. I'm just trying to find this path, and the path could be any fucking direction you want. So it's always fun at the beginning when you're like, the possibilities are endless. And then when you have to start like nailing it fucking down.
All right. That was the other thing about it that I discovered when I was doing the several times that I've tried it is that like that whole process of when you start making the decisions and the choices and you start to narrow down what the actual story is or what the bit is or whatever it is you're actually trying to say. And you start to, every time you make a choice, you take other choices off the field. And so you limit yourself
exactly.
More and more.
Yeah.
And it starts to become like the thing that it's going to be. And that weird feeling of, oh, you know, I wanted it to go somewhere and I kind of wanted it to go here, but I didn't expect it to go here. I mean, it's just, you do, you sort of get to know your writing while you're writing it or even after.
Oh yeah. Oh, for me, like I'll have friends read it and that's, because sometimes I'll read it, and I'll be like, dude, I'm fucking a genius. But then you hear it out loud, and you're like, oh, my God. Like, coming out of somebody's mouth, that's some fucked up shit.
Oh, I'm just, my ears are hot.
Oh, they are hot. Yeah. I just want to rub
them
against
like
them.
IT Crowd, and then you then spray them like moss?
Yeah. It's the over ears.
I love
yeah.
that show.
Gotcha. Well, that's kind of the lull in the show there, boys
so,
and girls.
I read us at about 47, 48.
Dude, that's a nice amount of time. Well, guys, thank you as always. It's always a pleasure.
No, thank you, Matt.
No, thank you, sir, for having a higher hairline than me today.
Hey, wait a second. Before, I got to cut to me one more time. Cut to Roger. Cut to Matt Cam. Nice.
There you go.
Cut
Matt
to
Cam.
There you go. That's a big fat head. Anyway, what is it? This is Three Easy Pieces. I am the Matt in Black.
Beezer.
In plaid.
Ah.
Very checkerboard Roger.
No, it's very verbal, very creepy checkerboard Roger. I mean, BCCR. we can't take the VCR
back in the VCCR.
Ooh, I like that one. I
Jesus,
do.
What do you
he don't know yeah. where we
I love dude, you know, speaking of like talking like a telephone, it's like every song you come up with is like, you know, I got the horse right here, my name is Paul Revere. Remember that, huh? That was a classic. Back in the day.
What are you talking about? That song was like just a couple of... Oh, shit.
No. It was...
80s.
No, that was 80s. It was Richard Dreyfuss.
No, was it? No, Back in the USSR. Well, the movie. No, I'm talking about the song. It's a McCartney song, right? Or is
yeah,
it a Beatles
no.
song?
No, it's Beatles.
It is Beatles?
Beatles.
Oh, my God.
You're old.
Well, I wasn't actually around Beatles, but yeah, I'll nod that it's an old song.
Fair enough.
All right.
Well, last word, bitches.
Last word.
Last word. Last word. Last word.
Last word. Last word.